that football field. When that man comes at you, don't run away from him. Hit him!
Contests that are mismatches or those that are too close to call.
Great football is about great football. If you have great football, players playing great football, that's the best kind of football to play.
We pick them all.
I felt that one way up here.
The ball is loose.
The Zone's Picks of the Week are brought to you by the Blind Pig in Little Rock.
No one, and I mean no one, comes into our house and pushes us around.
We do it big at the Blind Pig, with live music and TVs everywhere. It's one of the most unique bar and grills around. Come check out the sights, sounds, and history of the 1920s.
Life's this game of inches. So is football.
They're bigger, faster, stronger, more experienced. And on paper, they're just better. And they know it, too. But I want to tell you something that they don't know.
The Blind Pig, next door to NYPD Pizza on Highway 10 across from the ranch.
All right, Bill Vickery, Matty Stelis, first time you've ever been in on this segment. In fact, even though this is the first week you played and it's week 13, you could probably still win the Blind Pig Picks of the Year. Oof. Amazingly, that's how bad we've been this year. All right, Bill Vickery.
I missed 2 weeks.
And he's only a few games out, although you have really fallen behind. Bill Vickery, 41-37 on the season, bringing up the rear, which means there's going to be a free lunch on Bill Vickery for all of us.
Missed 2 weeks, 12 games that I lost by default.
Yes, and you're only 6 games behind me and Wally Hall. We are then me and Chris Kane. Wally Hall has 49 wins. The Pigskin has 50, and Phil Elson, who was in earlier, 52 wins despite a very slow start. This week, Oklahoma, traveling to Manhattan, Kansas, a place where your will to live is sapped.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, right, the little apple.
Exactly, the tiniest apple that could. Oklahoma on the road is a slight favorite, I can only assume. I'm looking for the game in my rundown of the odds makers. And we actually have a split vote in some of the early picks from our cohorts who could not make it here today, including the Pigskin Preacher. So, Master William.
I like Blowhard Bob. Give me the Sooners.
What do you think, Matt Stone?
Tough
game. Actually, Kansas State is a 4.5-point home favorite in this one. I, too, like Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm going to take Kansas State.
I agree with Matt.
I'm a Bill Snyder guy.
Of course you do. You're the same person.
Yeah.
Duh.
I was going to say, but I went ahead and let him do it myself.
Wisconsin's traveling to Minnesota in a game that I never thought we'd be picking at this point in the year, and yet Minnesota sits in a pretty good spot. I think they have they're 8-2 or 9-2, one of the two. They've had a great run.
More surprising year, Missouri or Minnesota?
Good point. Good question.
There we go.
That's a good course.
Either way, I like Wisconsin to kill them this week, so it doesn't matter. And I don't mean anything about their coach.
Yeah.
Whose name is Kill, and he has tried to die on the sideline a couple of times.
Yeah.
Attempted
give me,
dying.
Yeah, give me Wisconsin.
All right, moving on. Arizona State traveling to UCLA this week in the high-powered Sun Devil offense, taking on the Bruins in their home stadium.
Yeah,
I'm trying to sell
you. Really thought all that through, didn't you?
Arizona State's actually a 2.5-point road favorite this week at UCLA.
Won't matter because give me the Bruins at home as an ode to Jim Morris Sr., of course, whose son coaches.
I'm going to go out on Sun Devil Island.
Really?
And come back with
You'll be the only one there, huh?
Yes, I'm going to have a brilliant tan.
ASU.
Taking ASU. They have killed me a couple of times when I picked them. I think I picked them to beat Wisconsin earlier in the year, though, and they stole one.
Yes.
Hashtag karma.
Back.
Missouri at Ole Miss this week, folks. Missouri's at Ole Miss. Bill Vickery, this is a game that Edward Ashoff of ESPN.com yesterday said, I like the Rebels. Looking for a 10-win season.
As do I. This is one of those when the season started. This is where Ole Miss thought that they would be.
Yeah.
You know, double digit wins, a decent New Year's Day bowl. I'm still not a believer in Missouri.
If Missouri loses this week or next week against Johnny Football's A&M team, they are out of the East, and in goes South Carolina. I think Missouri and Alabama would be a lot more compelling because I would easily have a team to root for. If South Carolina goes, I have to root against both of them.
Why?
I don't know, I just don't care about either one of them winning. Missouri would be a good story because it would sort of shake things up. It's the newbie. It's the one that's the least thought of. I remember all the callers ringing up the phone and ridiculing Missouri when they were brought in along with A&M. They can't compete. They can't play. They're no good. They'll never be any good.
Yes.
Next thing you know, they're in the East Championship or Eastern Division. They're the Eastern Division champions, and maybe they're knocking off Alabama, maybe? Probably not.
No, there's no way.
Because they're not going to win this week, you said.
But I'm still not a believer in Mizzou.
I'm going to take Missouri this week because they have not one but two experienced quarterbacks to choose from in case something were to go wrong.
And Maddie.
You do not like Bo Wallace.
I don't like Bo Wallace, but I do like Ole Miss at home.
Okay. I don't think Oxford is particularly intimidating unless you are a man who is very nervous around good-looking chicks.
That campus has never lost a party.
And various boozes.
Yes, vodka waters. Baylor traveling to Oklahoma State. This is the best game of the weekend.
Who would have thought that?
Game of the week.
And it's being played, of course, in Stillwater, not to be confused with vodka water. It is a Baylor team that is favored by 9.5 points. Yeah. If I were picking on the Vegas number, Bill Vicker, I believe that I would take the men in orange. But in this case, I'm going to take the men in green to go in there. By the way, Seastrunk, questionable for this weekend's game. He is one of their high-powered offensive weapons.
Yeah, I still like Baylor. Only university president in America who still has subpoena power.
Here's the thing. You can take 20 points off their season average, and they're still averaging 41. Yeah. They're averaging 61 points a game. That is nuts.
Which, by my calculations, is a whole bunch.
Yes, that's an exact estimate.
That's a metric term.
Next to last but not least, Texas A&M and Johnny Manziel traveling to play in Baton Rouge. Johnny's only poor performance last year, we always say he never has a bad game. Well, he had one bad game in his entire time at A&M, and it was against LSU last year in College Station. He had 51% completion percentage. They smacked him around. They kept him under wraps. They did the job that Alabama thought it could do defensively against him. I don't think their defense this year can do the job. The question is, can their offense score right along with them?
I like the Tigers.
You do?
I do. I like LSU.
What time is that game?
That game
9:30.
Is it 2:30 p.m. CBS?
I love A&M to win by a field goal.
Give me that. And now, let me ask you this. Wait. That's a very good point. If it were a nighttime kickoff,
I'd like it less. I think they've won 22 of their last 23 at home.
That cannot stop LSU to doing anything.
Mettenberger,
Landry, and Odell Beckham, they're going to beat them.
Why don't you just marry LSU if you're so in love with them?
God.
I do think they're going to be able to run the ball so unbelievably well against A&M, and that's going to take up a heap of time. And
they can do everything.
I think this will give A&M three losses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
I like LSU. LSU. Maybe the bloom is off the Kevin Sumlin rose there in Los Angeles.
Not if they beat Missouri in the last week and go 9-3. That's pretty good.
Eh.
They have no defense.
9-3, that's what, third, fourth?
Well,
the
defense
SEC
recruits itself, and he can make Orgeron the defensive coordinator, and they'll just keep him around. I almost hope he gets the job.
There's no way, because if you're USC and Pat Hayden, you can't be held responsible if you go out and get a big-name coach and put him and install him there in Los Angeles.
That's low risk.
If you hire Orgeron, who you're looking at, wow, look at this guy's done a great job. He knows it's a great recruiter. He was a horrific failure at Ole Miss.
Horrific.
So now you're on the hook.
You know the average one now SEC win a year? 1 in 3 years.
So,
Bill, this is Johnny's Heisman moment. Johnny clinches the Heisman this weekend in a victory.
We know where the Heisman can't see. We can't get into it.
We can't.
I can't see. It's an ongoing investigation.
If the season ended today,
see.
He deserves it more than Winston.
No.
Fact.
No.
Fact.
Not at all.
Do you know
Not
that he has
all.
The highest completion percentage of any quarterback in America, including guys that play at other schools in smaller conferences that dink and dunk their way to success? 73% for a guy that plays vertical, reckless football at times, 73%. In fact, if you counted his interceptions, he's completed 98% of his passes.
I was going to say.
That ball never touches the turf, ever.
He threw two passes to himself.
This is the Winston kid is having the best season. I was all on the Marcus Mariota bandwagon, and then he let me down.
Well, he's a pretender.
He's injured everyone.
But I don't like Manziel.
I know you don't like
him. For
the
Heisman. I mean,
he's more deserving.
I like his off-the-field antics more than I like his on-the-field play.
I think this Johnny Manziel is even better than last year's Johnny Manziel. If they were standing on the podium together, I would have to pick this year's.
He's had to do more. I will grant you that.
And he's become more pro-style. I love that he's changed his game and he's more effective.
There's nothing that's pro-style about Johnny Manziel.
He's staying in the pocket more. He's pulling it down less often.
He's making great throws.
I beg to differ.
73% cannot be denied.
I think they lose at LSU.
I could fill an hour every day arguing about Johnny Manziel with Bill Vickery. It's so easy.
The best.
He hates him. Okay.
Small hands.
Let's get to the big game. Mississippi State at Arkansas tomorrow, War Memorial Stadium. Mississippi State has never won on natural state soil or turf. What do you think happens tomorrow, Bill Vickery?
What you're saying is they've never won on grass?
In Arkansas.
And by the way, who wins on grass, huh? Why do you think they call it dope anyway?
Their best performance in Arkansas was a 13-13 tie. What do you think
that had to be during the Danny Ford era?
No, it was like the first year that Arkansas played in the league.
Ooh.
First or second year. Anyway, what do you think?
Why not hang with my Hogs? Come on, I'll be out there at the stadium. I'll be tailgating. I'll be in the stadium.
You're gonna go inside?
I'll be in.
I can hold you to that.
Go inside. I've got four seats right now.
In which suite?
Right now.
Yeah. I turned down indoor tickets to show you how much I want this game.
Oh my gosh, you're a man of people.
I turned down indoor tickets. To sit outside stadium.
R.J. Hark, for those of you who accuse Bill Vickery of wearing
dye
in his hair, you can't stand out on that kind of cold, rainy day if you don't trust that hair.
A la natural.
Beat off my man. I got some great birthdays to share with you in a minute. Let me get Cracker Man in here. Hey, bub.